Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. Today we're going to focus on the mitzvah, the weekly herald at the beginning of Shabbos that we call Kiddush. This is the spiritual welcome, the herald that inaugurates the onset of the Kedusha of Shabbos, which according to the Rambam and most opinions, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, a biblical commandment to announce verbally, to acknowledge zechiras, shevach v'kiddush, with praise and sanctification, to welcome the Shabbos. In addition to not only being a magnificent spiritual welcome, this time also has a remarkable spiritual power. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis that a person who is mispalel, who davens on Friday evening and says Vayechulu, which is the passage that we say not just in Shemona Esrei, and also we say it at the beginning of Kiddush, that we acknowledge that Hashem created the world in 6 days. He's the ultimate creator, the beginning, the source of everything. The Gemara says that person is ki'ilu nasa shutuf. It's like becoming a partner, b'maisa bereishis, in the creation of the world itself. So the Maharsha explains there in Shabbos, that's because that acknowledgement, it's like testimony. The recitation of Vayechulu is a testimony. It's our edus that God created the world, which is why many people have the practice to say it as a pair in two when they recite it in davening. Many people have the practice to stand at Friday night Kiddush because of Vayechulu, because of the testimony. The Maharsha explains that when you give testimony, that takes something from being only in your head, only an idea, something that may or may not be true, to when two people testify to in a court, it becomes the reality. It becomes actual. Because without Eidus, the Maharsha says, Lo yivada asiyaso, people would not know. And therefore, just like Hashem created the world, so to speak, with speech, we create the reality of acknowledging Hashem through our speech. And that's very powerful. As you can imagine, when you become a partner with someone, then you have influence over them. There's a beautiful story of Rav Shlomka of Zvil, lived 100 years ago, less, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. There was on a particular Friday, a great stress in the early 1940s when Erwin Rommel was leading the German army, of course, North Africa, and he was worried, and there was worry that maybe he was going to reach the land of Israel. And someone came to Reb Shlomka of Zvil on Leil Shabbos right after Kiddush to talk about the stress and the worry and that he should daven for them. And Reb Shlomka said to them, why didn't you come to before Kiddush to tell me that? Then I would have used the power of Kiddush to daven at that time, because that's the power of a shutuf, being a partner with God. So there's the spiritual welcome, there's the spiritual power, and then there is the spiritual vision. That somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this gift, that on Friday night, when we recite the Kiddush, we are able to visualize sanctity, we're able to tap in and connect. Because vision, seeing, is about connecting. The same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the gift of seeing the land of Israel, to connect with it, even if he couldn't go there with his 2 feet. So too on Friday night, the Rama says in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in the laws of Kiddush, that when you start, you should look at the Shabbos candles, at the light of Shabbos. And then when you recite the Kiddush, if you're not using a bencher, you should look into the kos, into the cup, into the wine. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that's because that has this healing quality. That during the week, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara tells us a fascinating idea, that during the week, if a person takes a large step, a psia gasa, it takes away 1/500th of their vision, of their eyesight. But it comes back when you recite Kiddush on Friday night. What does that mean? Well, because if a person lives life in big steps, taking huge leaps, they're not present. They're not seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the moment. They're not living in the here and now. So that diminishes their eyesight, their ability to see spirituality, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Friday night, when Shavas Vayinafash, when everything stops on the outside and we bring Hashem into the world, when we recite the Kiddush, when we look at the Kedusha, at the sanctity of the lights or at the wine, that looking, that creates that spiritual connection, that moment, and we have that spiritual vision. So one important principle of Kiddush is what we call Kiddush B'makom Seuda. This is a Gemara in Pesachim Adav Kof Aleph, that when we recite Kiddush, it needs to be in the place of the Seuda. And that's what we're going to focus on just very briefly, a quick outline of what these principles mean, these concepts of Kiddush and Makom and Suda. Well, Kiddush, we know that there are actually two different Kiddushes. The Rambam teaches us, as we mentioned earlier, that Kiddush is biblical, but that's only the Kiddush at the onset of Shabbos. There is a second Kiddush on the day of Shabbos. We call that in the Gemara Kiddusha Rabbah, the big Kiddush. And some Rishonim say that's just a euphemism call. Also, all you need to say is Bori Pri HaGafen. So there's Friday night Kiddush, and there is Shabbos day Kiddush. The biblical mitzvah, according to most Rishonim, is just the recitation. But midrabanan, you have to have wine. You have to have grape juice. You have to have some beverage, a celebratory beverage, on which you're going to acknowledge this Kedusha, this sanctification, this Kiddush. The Kiddush is primarily the words. And therefore, once you, the person who's reciting the Kiddush, you have the cup of wine and you say the words, everybody else who is listening can fulfill their obligation, what we call Shomea Ka'ona. Listening is like saying, and they don't need their own Kiddush cup in front of them. Ideally, of course, the Rishonim point out, HaMavarech Tzarech Shiyitom, not only does the person who is making the Kiddush, must that person drink. Ideally, also, everybody has a mitzvah to drink a little bit, if it's possible. So that's, the Kiddush is primarily the words, but the Kiddush is over a cup of wine. So lechatchila, ideally a person is supposed to use a metal kos, a cup, or a glass cup. There's a machlokas in the Achronah, Rav Moshe is not in favor, but the Tzitz Eliezer says that if a person is stuck, they may even use a plastic cup, but that cup has got to be filled with wine. Now, if you have a situation where you don't have wine, so the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says that we actually accept a split between the two Kiddushes based on the vision, the version of the Rosh. The Rosh says, and we accept this idea, that Friday night without wine, it's better to make Kiddush on bread. But Shabbos day, it's better to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, the beer of the community. Meaning, what is the generally accepted beverage that people drink when they're not drinking wine? Because in the times of the Talmud, most people didn't drink water. It was putrid. So people drank wine or they drank beer that was made from barley or beer that was made from dates or sometimes mead made from honey. So lechatchila, you should use wine. If you don't have wine, you could certainly use grape juice. If you don't have grape juice, Shabbos day, you could use beer. However, there is a big discussion about schnapps. There are some significant detractors because ideally the kol shel bracha needs to be machzik or revius. It has to hold at least 2.93 up to a larger shear opinion is 4 ounces, something like that. And you got to, like lechatchila, drink mole luvmer or rov revius. You got to drink at least 1.6 of those ounces. And many people don't do that. However, there are some who support this idea, whether it's in the Maharsham or the Eretz Tzvi, there are some Achronim who support the idea of making Kiddush on schnapps. And not only that, even making Kiddush on schnapps, if you only use a shot glass, because that's the basic way that people generally drink schnapps, so lechatchila you should use wine or grape juice. But if not, for Shabbos day, there are those who are lenient to use schnapps and even on a small cup. So that's the Kiddush per se. B'makom Suda. What does it mean that it's got to be b'makom in the place of the Suda? So b'makom, the Suda, it's got to be in the same place. The Gemara says, if you're in one giant room, you can make Kiddush in this corner, and you can have your Suda in the other corner. But you cannot recite Kiddush in this room, in this building, in this house, and then walk to someone else's house for your Suda. So what about in between? What if you have two different rooms in the same house? So this is a rule that applies also in other areas of Hilchos Brachos, which is that if a person has in mind to go mecheder lecheder, from one room to another room, that's totally acceptable, which is why the Shulchan Aruch also quotes that if a person is making Kiddush for some reason on Sukkot indoors and right outside, right next to their house is their Sukkah, so that's called mecheder lecheder. This is true in many shuls where they recite Kiddush, let's say in the morning in the main shul, the rabbi recites the Kiddush, and then everybody goes to the next room, to the social hall, mecheder lecheder. That's sufficient since you have in mind to eat in that other room. And this is true both for Friday night and for Shabbos day. You need Kiddush b'makom in that place of your Suda. Well, what is the Suda? So ideally, of course, Rabbeinu Yonah says in the back in the commentary on Maseches Brachos, ideally it should be bread. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, but then the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Gaonim that maybe also you could use wine, that a drink of wine constitutes a meal. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kiddush in Reish Ayin Gimel Sifkat Yud Aleph expands this to talk about mezonos. And therefore, if a person has cookies or cake, So then that could also be Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So if you are reciting Kiddush and then you have cookies or cake, so then that's going to be your Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And it's also true for somebody else. Let's say you could recite Kiddush and they can have the cookies and cake. So you were not Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You're going to have to make Kiddush again later. But they, since they listen to your Kiddush and they have a Suda, they can be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Magen Avraham quotes in the Shulchan Giborim that perhaps this is even true. We would extend this even to fruit. So you would say Kiddush B'Makom Suda even when you have just fruit, that would be sufficient. Obviously, l'chatchila, you should wash, but this is the idea that you should have kiddush b'makom su'uda. You have to make sure you have the appropriate words and drink for the kiddush. You have to have the place correct, and then you have to have the su'uda so that you can be yotzei kiddush b'makom su'uda both Friday night and Shabbos day. Lots more to say about the topic, but that's for a future opportunity. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.